The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's just jump right on in with this one from Real Simple. It's the short list, 5 books that won't disappoint. Hopefully they're all available on Audible for you. First, a literary thriller in Kalisha Bucknan's Speaking Out Summer. A woman is consumed by her search for her missing sister. One winter night in Harlem, Autumn Spencer's twin, Summer, goes into their apartment roof, onto their apartment roof and vanishes without even leaving a trace. When the police dismiss Summer's disappearance and stop looking for leads, Autumn's obsession spirals. This is a page-turning mystery with much to say about race and family. Next, a fascinating history. Gretchen McCulloch's, and I'll spell that, McCulloch, Because Internet, is not your English teacher's grammar guide, not even close. Self-described internet linguist McCulloch traces how the web has changed the way we communicate, whether through emoji, lowercase letters, or cat memes, and makes a compelling, entertaining argument that this change is good for the English language as a whole. Next one's great for a book club. Parents in a wealthy town find out their public school system is about to get even better. The new Crystal Academy magnet will cater to exceptional learners entering sixth grade who pass an aptitude test and portfolio review. As the pressure to get in rises, relationships unravel and parents and kids behave very badly. Bruce Halsinger's The Gifted School is a propulsive story about class and parental one-upmanship. Next, Arresting Reportage. For 8 years, Lisa Taddeo, that's T-A-D-D-E-O, moved around the country, embedding herself in the lives of 3 American women with drastically different sexual experiences to understand their deepest and sometimes darkest desires. The resulting work of literary nonfiction, 3 Women, is an emotionally powerful and narratively enthralling portrait of these women's, and indeed many women's, wants, needs, pains, and pleasures, and even heartbreaks. And the last one, an original debut, When Abigail Sorensen, that's S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, was on the cusp of 16, her brother went missing and she was mailed the first chapter of a book that promised to change her life. Over the next 2 decades, she sporadically received the rest. Now Abigail is invited to a retreat to learn the truth about the book, leading her on a journey to deeper truths about her brother and herself. Jacqueline Moriarty's, and that's, so the first one was a character name. This is the author, M-O-R-I-A-R-T-Y. The book, Gravity is the Thing. It's a quirky novel with a lot of heart, and I neglected to spell the author's name to you on the very first one. Her name is Kalisha Buchanan, B-U-C-K-H-A-N-O-N, in the book Speaking of Summer. Next, from Woman's Day, it's party time. 2 New Jersey women help local kids' birthday wishes come true. With their Superman, Wonder Woman, and Flash capes fluttering behind them, Caden and Kalia Davis, 7, and their brother Cameron, 5, raised their tiny fists and flew into Kids Village in Woodbridge, New Jersey, where guests were waiting. Before they even blew out the candles, one of the Davis children's wishes, a superhero-themed birthday party, had already been granted. The celebration was made possible by Take the Cake, an organization founded by Maplewood, New Jersey residents Laura Himmelman and Janine Torito, that throws birthday parties for kids like the Davis Trio who would otherwise go without them. Janine and Laura, who opens a local party planning company, hosted their first event, a princess party for a pair of sisters, in 2014 and have created more than 40 parties since then. Throwing birthday parties for my own kids is such a privilege, says Janine. I wanted other families to have that same experience. Children ages 5 to 12 who live in two local counties are eligible for a party, and Take the Cake accepts nominations from social workers, teachers, and community members. Once the group accepts a nomination and tells the family, planning begins. Each party's customized right down to the venue and the theme. Picture unicorns, soccer stars, emoji-shaped cupcakes, and Hollywood movie nights. A local bakery often donates the cake. Laura and Janine work with the family to put together a guest list, send personalized invitations, and gather RSVPs. They also provide a photographer and create a photo book for each family to treasure. Take the Cake receives donated services, venues, and desserts, and the local community has come through with funds to cover additional costs. When we first started, we were worried people would think charity should only be about food, shelter, and health care, Janine says. We've been so happy to see how the idea of birthday parties resonates. Karen Davis's three children, who all have debilitating asthma and don't often get to just enjoy time with friends, received their Take the Cake superhero party October of 2017. I don't think I've ever seen them have more fun, Karen says. They all said it was the best day of their lives. From Good Housekeeping, wellness. Need to know nutrition, health, and fitness findings to help you feel flat out fantastic. And there are subtopics here within this. First, three reasons to take your walk to the beach. One, you'll burn more calories. Hitting the sand turns your regular walk into a strength training workout for your quads, calves, and glutes. When your feet sink into the grains with each step, your legs have to work harder to propel you forward. The result? Up to 50% more calories zapped. It's extra calming. Listen to the lapping waves. Breathe in the salty air. Pay attention to bits of nature that you don't always notice, like unique seashells or scurrying crabs. And be mindful of their beauty. This process of slowing down and focusing allows your brain to power down from worry mode. And going barefoot could help your health. Kick off your shoes and feel like a kid again. Studies suggest that this practice, called earthing or grounding, may reduce inflammation and chronic pain. Direct contact with surfaces like sand, earth, and grass enable your feet to absorb antioxidant-like electrons from the earth. Next subheading, how can I sidestep unhealthy snack temptations? I'm on team treat yourself, but if you often eat sugary or salty num-nums without meaning to, it can make you feel like you've lost control. Once you've had a few, there's no use in stopping, right? Well, inserting a quick pause before you chow down can short-circuit this pattern. In fact, when people are exposed to the scent of something yummy but unhealthy for less than 30 seconds, they want it more. But when they keep smelling it for more than 2 minutes, they want it less and tend to pass up less healthy options, according to a new study published in the Journal of Marketing Research. Follow these steps as soon as a craving hits, and you may find yourself making more mindful food choices on the regular. First, check your thirst meter. Take a moment to figure out if you're thirsty. That feeling is one we often mistake for hunger. Even if you're not sure if hydration is what you need, it can't hurt to have a glass of water before you eat, as research shows that people who drink more water consume fewer calories. Eat something nutritious first. If you're actually hungry, even a good-for-you snack like dry-roasted edamame, pumpkin seeds, or an apple will seem appealing. Keep proportioned, healthy grab-and-go foods handy, especially when you're at work. That way you'll be more likely to reach for them instead of the cake that's sitting in the break room. Do a body scan. If you're still craving that less nutritious food, take a step back and evaluate your emotions. Ask yourself if you're bored, stressed, or just plain pooped. In that case, a power nap, a cup of tea, a short walk, or listening to your favorite tunes might provide the boost you really need. And last, go for it and really enjoy it. If none of the strategies mentioned above do the trick, don't stress out. Grab your fork, sit down, and slowly, mindfully, savor each and every bite of your treat. And don't beat yourself up for indulging. It's necessary to eat dessert sometimes and truly enjoy it. Next subheading, friends with benefits, high-quality friendships can boost health and well-being. Here's how. 1. Friends lower stress. When women feel close to someone, levels of progesterone, a hormone that helps reduce stress and anxiety, go up. A study from the University of Michigan found the surge was also linked to a willingness to risk one's life for the other person. Researchers say it may have played a role in social bonds during our evolution. 2, they can help you live longer. When women between 50 and 70 were asked how much social support they had and researchers followed up with them years later, those who'd said they had more support were more likely to still be living. Other studies have shown that women with breast cancer who have strong social and emotional networks have better odds of survival. 3, socializing keeps you razor sharp. When researchers from Northwestern University studied people over age 80 who had the memory function of middle-aged adults, they found that those superagers had more positive social relationships. And last, you'll just feel better. Good friendships predict health and happiness as we age better than do our relationships with relatives, 2 studies from Michigan State University show. It may be because we get to weed out meh friends over time, whereas family, including the difficult members, is forever. Next subheading, don't skip your physical. There are plenty of reasons to book your annual checkup, but diabetes screening is a biggie. While more than 1 in 3 American adults have pre-diabetes, nearly 90% of them don't know it, data from the CDC shows. What is pre-diabetes? Well, it's when a person's blood glucose or sugar level is higher than normal, but not high enough for a type 2 diabetes diagnosis. A number of factors, including excess weight and lack of physical activity, may contribute to your body's inability to regulate insulin and glucose. The condition also puts you at risk for heart disease and stroke. Why is screening key? Pre-diabetes usually has no symptoms. And once you've crossed the line into full-on diabetes, there's no cure. But if you catch it when it's still in the pre-diabetes stage, you can likely still turn things around, even if diabetes runs in your family. Losing weight, eating healthier foods, and exercising more all can help reverse pre-diabetes and also potentially improve full-on diabetes. How do they check for pre-diabetes? It's a simple blood glucose screening. Prediabetes is defined as having 100 to 125 milligrams of glucose per deciliter of blood. A measurement higher than that indicates diabetes. And for sure, if you notice symptoms such as increased thirst, frequent urination, fatigue, and blurred vision, head to your doctor, as these are typical signs of type 2 diabetes, which needs to be actively managed. And the last subheading, give yourself the silent treatment. Let's be honest. Would you pay good money to get a little peace and quiet? That's the concept behind silence retreats. Once found only in spiritual places like ashrams and monasteries, they're now increasingly offered at resorts and other kinds of retreat centers. You keep your mouth shut anywhere from half a day to over a week as you eat meals, hike, practice meditation, and maybe do yoga or receive spa treatments, often alongside other zip-lipped guests. As with any getaway, prices vary greatly, but expect to pay at least $100 per night and possibly considerably more. How it can help. Silence gives you a chance to focus without the usual distractions or responsibilities of daily life. And as a result, participants often experience benefits like less tension and a lower heart rate, says Ted Meisner, a certified MBSR, or Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction, teacher. You can do it yourself. Just 2 minutes of being consciously quiet can lower heart rate and blood pressure. Meisner suggests meditating for at least a few minutes daily and says that you get out of it what you put into it. From Family Circle, post-sun pampering. Even though you slathered on SPF, a day at the pool or the beach can do a number on your skin. Here's your 3-step rescue plan. 1. Soothe. Nothing refreshes like a cold drink on a hot day, and that goes for your skin, too. spritz of thermal spring water is therapeutic since it has calming and cooling minerals which promote healing. Mary Walla says, for instant hydration, spray La Roche-Posay Thermal Spring Water Face Mist, $13, on your face, neck, and décolletage. Another hydrating healer, Pure Aloe Vera Gel, a natural prescription for sunburn. Try Uncle Bud's Hemp Sunburn Soother, $16. To bring spa-type relaxation to your post-sun relief, take a cool or lukewarm but not steaming hot bath using a Aveeno Soothing Bath Treatment, $6, which contains skin-calming colloidal oatmeal. Step 2, hydrate. The best time to moisturize is when your skin is slightly damp, post-bath or shower, or right after you spritz on some thermal spring water. A lipid-based body cream or lotion will lock in that moisture. Try Skin Fix Barrier Plus Lipid Peptide Lotion, available for $38. Massage a little extra over dry spots, including elbows, knees, and heels. And step 3, repair. Think of antioxidants as superheroes for your skin. Ingredients like green tea and vitamins C and E work to repair environmental damage, not just from the sun, but also from pollution. We like Garnier Skin Active Moisture Balm, the antioxidant super moisturizer, for $17, because it's packed with antioxidants and hyaluronic acid, a hydrating compound naturally found in our skin. Slather it over your face, neck, and chest. And then there's a little aside. Applying and reapplying broad-spectrum sunscreen will definitely help save your skin from brown spots, wrinkles, and skin cancer. So, good work. But spending a beautiful summer afternoon outdoors can still make you feel overheated. UV exposure can cause your skin to become dehydrated, as can salt water or chlorine. The idea is to replenish your moisture and restore your skin. And as a quick tip, you can store your thermal water, aloe, and body lotion in the fridge for a more refreshing feeling when you are applying. Next, from Good Housekeeping, we've got eraser hacks. As you get back to school ready, you're probably stocking up on erasers. Good Housekeeping's resident life hacker, Megan Murphy, shares new ways to put them to use. First, as an earring backing, pull off the eraser from a pencil top and pop it onto your earring in a pinch when you've lost your other earring back. For silver polishing, rub your eraser on the surface to remove tarnish from silver items. And as a scuff remover, clean scuffs or marks off of suede boots. Opt for a big eraser instead of a pencil top one, and test in an inconspicuous area first. And now we move to some recipes for your cooking and eating pleasure. First, from Good Housekeeping, I've got barbecue favorite, Chicago-style chicken dogs. Prep time is 15 minutes and total time 25. Heat your grill to medium. In a bowl, whisk together a teaspoon each honey and yellow mustard. Stir in a teaspoon of poppy seeds. Add a quarter of a small sweet onion and two jarred peppercini peppers, both thinly sliced, with 1 tablespoon brine, and toss to coat. Then grill 4 fully cooked chicken sausages, turning until lightly charred and heated through 10 to 12 minutes. Grill 4 hot dog buns, and then stuff the sausages into the buns, along with 2 small plum tomatoes, which have been sliced into half moons, and 4 dill pickle spears. Toss poppy onion mixture with 1 small romaine heart, which has been thinly sliced, and spoon on top of the sausages. Serve with the remaining romaine mixture and extra mustard if desired. This serves 4 people, about 490 calories each. And also, from Good Housekeeping, gluten-free option, lime tilapia with citrus avocado salsa. Prep time on this is 15 minutes with a total of 25. Cook 1 cup of white rice per package directions. In a large bowl, whisk together 1 tablespoon lime juice, 1 teaspoon honey, and a quarter teaspoon salt. Stir in a tablespoon of thinly sliced jalapeno and the white parts of 2 scallions, which have been thinly sliced, set aside the green parts of the scallions. Cut away the peel and white pith of one orange and one red grapefruit. Cut citrus into small pieces and gently toss in the dressing along with one diced avocado. Heat a large skillet on medium-high. Season 4 small tilapia fillets, about 1 3/4 pounds total weight, with a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add a tablespoon of olive oil to the skillet and cook 2 fillets until golden brown, about 4 minutes. Flip and cook until opaque throughout, 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Repeat with another tablespoon of oil and remaining tilapia. Serve the fish over the rice, top with salsa and reserved scallion greens. From Woman's Day, we've got some weeknight dinners, tasty, family-pleasing recipes that don't take a lot of effort or ingredients. First up, shrimp scampi with zoodles. Active time 30 minutes, including the spiralizing time, and total time also 30 minutes. It serves 4 at a cost of $3.60 per serving. You need 6 ounces linguine, 1.5 pounds peeled deveined large shrimp, 4 cloves garlic grated, 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice from 1 to 2 large lemons, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 1/2 cup dry white wine, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, 12 ounces of zucchini or about 3, spiralized on the thickest setting, so you need a spiralizer for this. I don't have one yet. And 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped. Cook pasta per package directions, reserving 1/4 cup of cooking water. Drain the pasta and return it to the pot. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, toss the shrimp, garlic, olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Let it sit 5 minutes. Heat a large skillet on medium. Add shrimp mixture and cook until just barely opaque throughout, 3 to 4 minutes per side. Transfer to a plate, leaving any oil in the skillet. Add lemon zest and pepper flakes and cook, stirring 30 seconds. Add the wine, scraping up any browned bits, then reduce by 1/2. Stir in lemon juice and butter, then add the zucchini noodles and simmer 2 minutes. Return shrimp to the skillet along with pasta and toss to combine, adding some of the reserved pasta water if the mixture seems dry. Sprinkle with parsley. The next one, marinated summer squash salad. 20-minute prep, total time 50, including your cooling time, and it serves 4 at a cost of $1.87 a serving. We need 1 cup white quinoa, 2 pounds small zucchini, yellow squash, or a combination, about 6 total, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, kosher salt and pepper, 2 medium shallots finely chopped, 1/4 cup flat-leafed parsley, 1/4 cup of mint leaves torn, 1/4 cup toasted almonds chopped, and 2 tablespoons crumbled feta cheese. Cook quinoa per package directions. Let cool 20 minutes. Meanwhile, very thinly slice the zucchini and squash lengthwise. In a large bowl, whisk together oil, lemon zest and juice, mustard, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in shallots. Toss with zucchini and squash and let stand 5 minutes. Toss with the cooked quinoa, parsley, mint, almonds, and feta. And they've got a tip. Skip the hand slicing and use a mandolin for your cutting up of your zucchini and squash. They use a Ben Ringer $60 from Williams-Sonoma, which uniformly cuts both wafer thin or thicker slices with a precise double-edged blade. And our last easy dinner, this is for your backyard cookout, pork and peach kebabs with grilled green beans. This is active time 30 minutes and total time as well, 30. 238 a serving, and it serves 4. You need 1/4 cup peach jam, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 2 2 tablespoons grated fresh ginger divided, 1 pound green beans trimmed, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1 1/4 pounds pork loin trimmed, cut into 1-inch chunks, 2 peaches cut into 3/4-inch thick wedges, 1 red onion cut into 1/2-inch thick wedges. Heat your grill on medium. In a small bowl, combine jam, vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of ginger. In a large bowl, toss the green beans with 1 tablespoon oil, then remaining tablespoon ginger, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Thread pork, peaches, and red onion onto 8 skewers. Brush with remaining tablespoon of olive oil, and season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Grill, turning occasionally, 5 minutes. Continue grilling and glazing with the sauce until pork is just cooked through, 2 to 4 minutes more. During the last 5 minutes of cooking, grill the green beans, turning occasionally until tender, 3 to 5 minutes. Serve green beans with the kebabs. And from Family Circle, turkey taco salad. In a medium skillet over medium high, cook 1 pound ground turkey, 1/4 cup water, and 1 packet of taco seasoning until cooked through, 7 to 8 minutes. Set aside to cool. Wash, dry, and tear 1 head of butter lettuce. Toss with 5 ounces of spring mix greens. Top with turkey, 2 ounces crumbled extra sharp cheddar, 2 to 3 thinly sliced radishes, and halved grape tomatoes. Add 1 avocado, pitted, peeled, and sliced. Whisk 3 tablespoons fresh lime juice with 1/4 cup vegetable oil and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Drizzle dressing over the salad. Serve with tortilla chips. It serves 4. And they've got some little tips. First, make the dressing creamy by whisking in a little sour cream, or spicy by adding hot sauce, or you can substitute salsa instead of the dressing. Swap the greens for baby spinach and kale, or try a cruciferous mix. And to skip the chips, serve the whole thing in DIY taco shell bowls, like Ortega Bakeable tortilla bowls. And we have time for one more, spinach and tortellini salad. Cook 20 ounces refrigerated cheese tortellini per package directions and drain. Rinse with cold water and place in a large bowl. Add 5 ounces baby spinach, 2 cups fully cooked chicken strips, cubed, 1 12-ounce jar marinated artichoke hearts, drained and sliced, 1 cup roasted red pepper, drained and chopped, and 1/2 of a small red onion, very thinly sliced. Whisk 1 container or 7 ounces refrigerated pesto with 3 tablespoons balsamic vinegar. Drizzle salad with dressing to taste and toss well. This serves 6. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. That's a change from before. I'll say it again, www.ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.